And the controversy over the newest darling of the condiment world, sriracha, is continuing. The popular hot sauce in the rooster bottle is produced by Hoi Fong Foods in the Los Angeles suburb of Irwindale. The company has brought big business to the suburban city, a much welcomed boom. It's also brought complaints from some residents who say there is a spicy odor emanating from the plant. Last night, after a contentious hearing, Irwindale's city council decided to give Hoi Fong a bit more time to figure out how to contain these fumes. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Sriracha, the hot sauce for hipsters and the rest of us, has gotten widespread national attention since some Irwindale residents complained. They say that when the red jalapenos that give the sauce its distinctive color are crushed, the fumes from the chilies become a big problem. Last fall, during grinding season, Yolanda Wested told CBS News she couldn't stay outside.
We had a bridal shower. We had to have the guests go inside because they were all choking, hacking. It was right in the throat.
The people who have complained for the 12-week period in which Hoi Fong Foods grinds its fresh jalapenos say the air is downright dangerous. Young Wang is the proprietor of a liquor store right across from Hoi Fong headquarters, and she doesn't agree.
I don't smell any. I came to my customer, I asked her sometime. You don't smell any? They say, no.
But in a city with a population just under 1,500, even a few complaints matter. Writer D.J. Waldy has spent several decades chronicling the evolution of Southern California's suburbs. He says Irwindale's size is a large part of why the local government is taking these complaints so seriously.
City councils, particularly in small communities, have a very small electorate, and they need to worry about the anger or uncertainty of just a few hundred people.
Maybe even fewer than that. The South Coast Air Quality Management District told NPR that while 61 complaints about Irwindale's eye-watering air had been received since October, 41 of those complaints came from only 4 addresses. Media manager Sam Atwood said agency personnel investigated most complaints but could only trace the odor to Hoi Fong on 3 days. So, revenue and the cachet of producing one of the world's most recognized condiments, or occasionally irritating the sensitivities of a few residents? What carries more weight?
Both have decent arguments, but that's what makes it a tough case in a lot of ways.
That's University of Southern California law professor Jody Armour. He says the Hoi Fong clash with its neighbors represents two legitimate competing interests. On the one hand, Armour points out, you have mostly Latino neighbors who strive to maintain well-kept blocks and don't want to see or smell any slippage in standards.
Communities of color are concerned about being blighted.
On the other is David Tran, who came to the United States with nothing as a Vietnamese refugee. His entrepreneurial spark turned a taste of home into $60 million in sales last year. Filmmaker Griffin Hammond produced a documentary called Sriracha with David Tran's cooperation. While filming, Hammond visited the factory during grinding season and admits the smell in the grinding room can be, in his words, pretty unbearable.
But once I step outside the grinding room, I don't smell it anymore. They have it nicely cordoned off, and every time I've been outside the factory, I've never smelled it.
Last night, representatives from the Air Quality Management District read a letter at the latest city council meeting offering to work with Tran to suggest and evaluate ventilation designs that would resolve odor issues so he and Irwindale can coexist peacefully. Meanwhile, people in other cities, including on the East Coast, have invited David Tran to move Hoi Fong to their region. Filmmaker Griffin Hammond believes that's highly unlikely.
Because, of course, they're not going to move to Philadelphia. There are not fields of red jalapenos in Pennsylvania.
Although they do put sriracha on cheesesteaks. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.